And here's what's trending today.
The motion picture Wicked Part 1 brought in a wild number over the weekend, $114 million in its opening weekend, followed by Gladiator 2, which took in half of that, $55 million at the box office. That's a big weekend at the box office. So, yeah, Wicked. But if you look at what it costs to market these things, I don't know if you've seen all the ads for Wicked and Gladiator 2. I don't know, $500 million to market these things. So they will get their money back. But on top of what it costs to make the movie, the marketing budgets on these two films, including the Josh Allen Pepsi Gladiator commercial, that cost a lot of money. So big weekend for Wicked Part 1. Nobody tells you it's Part 1 till you go see it and you realize, oh, it's Part 1. So that opened up this weekend. Moana 2 should bring in big numbers. That opens up in a couple of days. Wednesday night release for Disney's Moana 2. Legendary game show host Chuck Woolery has passed away at the age of 83. You probably know him from Love Connection. We'll be back in 2. Commercial breaks were 2 minutes, 2 seconds, so he'd be the guy just before breaks saying, we'll be back in 2 and 2 and give the little flash. That was his signature thing. He did a lot of shows, eventually ended up hosting kind of talk show political thing years into his career, but he was the original host of Wheel of Fortune. Before Pat Sajak, there was Chuck Woolery. They refused it. Chuck Woolery, smooth talking game show host, original host of Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection, Scrabble, which was a TV show, game show as well, passed away at the age of 83 at his home in Texas with his wife at his side. Sabres had a pretty good run in Cali. The California road trip, 3 wins. They swept it. Sabres stepped up to the plate and delivered. The Sabres played comeback for a second consecutive night. Were able to beat San Jose 4-2 on Saturday night. And now they return Wednesday night. Going to be playing the Wild for the Thanksgiving Eve game downtown. There's a game on Friday as well for the Sabres afternoon affair. Tonight, Monday Night Football, it's going to be the Ravens battling the Chargers in a game featuring the Harbaugh coaches matched up. That'll be fun. Some kind of football news. Jason Kelce's wife, Kylie Kelce, is pregnant, expecting Bambino number 4 for Jason Kelce. Did you see the full video of the guy? I don't know, accosting, abusing him out front of Jimmy Kimmel last week. We had the story.
Oh, no, I did not see that. Was it terrible?
Yeah, so he's walking to his car. There's a fence. There's a guy who's climbed up on the fence, kind of on a dumpster, trying to get an autograph. Yep. When Kelce goes, kind of in a hurry, this guy rips him with the most horrible language. Just the most horrible language. Jason explains, I don't usually sign for, professional autograph people.
Right.
Finally, just kind of says, okay, fine, sign some stuff for people. This guy turns into the most religious fella you've ever met in your life. Ah, God bless you. You're the best. How he went from one end of the spectrum to the other once he signed the thing. Yeah. Jason Kelce was the best human that God ever created, and then just went on and on and on. So,
oh, okay. Yeah,
I would have signed stuff. That guy was abusive.
I was just excited. I'm still celebrating the Bills Chiefs victory.
No, you should.
And did you hear Patrick Mahomes got fined $14,000 for that gesture he did with like the pow-pow, like the guns? That thing, the NFL was like, nope, you're going to pay us $14,000.
I thought that was Mahomes.
Uh-huh. That's what I said. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh,
he did that gesture.
I thought you said the other guy.
That's okay. It's Monday.
Mr. Archer. Yeah.
No, not the Archer. No,
yeah,
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I did see that Mahomes got a fine for his little trip to Buffalo. So,
haha.
They won a thing yesterday, whatever.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they're playing Panthers.
I was making and Thanksgiving. Go
Panthers
ahead.
Panthers have a, you know that thing where Mahomes gets the ball with just moments left on the clock and then scores? That happened. And I'm
really,
guy? Just,
oh, man.
You know, given any time on
I'm
the
glad
clock.
It couldn't have happened to a better team, not us.
It made me appreciate Terrell Bernard so much more for that interception.
Exactly.
Because who knows what could have happened.
Otherwise, what Patrick Mahomes could do. Exactly.
Guy knows his way around the football field is all I'm saying. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:30.